these posts, there used to be a dock here.
Oh.
Well, I'll say it for that. When we walked down to the old cemetery onto the beach and we turned right,
mm-hmm.
and we walk a ways down just to the first point, then there's three pilings in the ground. There was a dock here, and this is where the steamboat came to take our families away.
Oh,
the kids,
gosh,
away from the families, and they would leave on the steamboat.
Something like this, Adina, why do you feel like having a visual reminder of that? Is that something that you feel keeps you grounded, or what do you feel like is the reason for keeping up this kind of a structure that represents that time for the Haida?
For me, I think it's a reminder to never give up. That no matter how hard my days get, if that's it, it's a hard day, it's not a hard life.
Right.
The resiliency. That's for me. Like, it is what it is. For me, it is what it is, and there will be times that it's hard and frustrating for something like that to be up.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, if the people want to take it down, I'll take it down and I'll be okay with that. If they want to leave it up, I'll be okay with that. It's how I look at things, I think.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's a driver to keep going in politics. I mean, everything could be a reminder for me. Like, the ocean could be a reminder for me that the DFO are still the ones that are in charge of all the water and the life, the natural resources within the water, like, mm-hmm. that could be a trigger for me.
Yeah.
But I know the water's made for, like, we used it for so many different things. We used it to feed us. We used it to cleanse us. We used it for ceremonial purposes. We use the ocean for so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
I'll correct that. I'll say we do use it. Never used to. We still do.
Mm-hmm.
The fishing resorts that are here on Haida Gwaii, who
right.
are able to go on business as usual, catching and releasing, and the population of fish that are going back upstream, not making it because they don't survive and they can't get past the sea lions mm-hmm. out there. They don't have the strength to get back up the rivers. And when there's no fish return, there's no commercial fishing industry.
Hmm.
But the fishing lodges are business as usual.
Yeah.
And everybody gets to enjoy themselves.
Right.
Except for us.
Yeah.
There's a piece. Oh shoot, I left it in the car. I'll read it when we get up there. But yeah. There's a letter from the hereditary chiefs that was sent to Queen Charlotte Lodge last year.
Mm-hmm.
I really wish we would be able to have meaningful dialogue with them, not just as elected leaders, but as community members and Haida citizens, and how we're affected in our day-to-day lives and what it looks like, or how we feel it looks for future generations.
Right.
The loss of our cultural identity when we can't even harvest our natural resources that have sustained us since time immemorial is really devastating, and one of the nannies in, I'm not sure which documentary it was, but she talked about when the land is hurt, the people hurt, and the relationship between us and the natural resources. And I can't help but find it to be, like, I believe in it. I believe it is so true.
Yeah. Yeah, and you had said, too, that truth and reconciliation being a much bigger part of the conversation would be part of your, like, running for the Green Party, part of your, I guess, your sort of manifest as something that you would like to bring and keep in the conversation. Are you, like, do you feel like that's going to be a lonely thing to try to do?
To think that I might be the only Indigenous person running, or to be the only person who wants to move forward and take action on truth and reconciliation. I don't think it's so much a fear, but it's definitely recognized as a challenge, just like everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who wants to run have a priority, and getting into government is definitely, it's a challenge in itself to even get recognized, for one, and then two, to be recognized and making changes. It's a lot of work, and it's a lot of commitment, and I wouldn't say that it'll be harder for me compared to anybody else, because I think it's just as hard for anybody. I don't know. I'll share with you this. I want to put it out on social media, but I haven't decided how or what I'm going, how I'll do it.
Yeah.
I met with Taylor Backrock, our current MP.
Yeah.
And before he came, I asked his assistant if he could throw the idea to Taylor that we should do a 1 or 2 minute video together.
Yeah.
And his assistant said, okay, I'll pitch it to him, but we'll have to run it through the higher ups. So I said, okay, that's fine. And he came, we went on a dinner meeting.
Yeah.
And I asked him if he had considered doing a video. He said he would compromise and do a photo. And I asked Taylor, what's your apprehension on doing a video? And his response was, well, we don't normally do things that way. And I said, if I can pitch something to you, this is what it would be. Both parties are committed to truth and reconciliation.
Yeah.
And to be honest, people are really tired of the conversations that we're having and not seeing anything tangible. And we don't like to racialize people. But if we racialize us right now, I'm an Indigenous woman running in a federal election. And, you know, you're looking to be reelected.
Yeah, that's right. A white man in power already, in the position of power.
So I said, if both parties are committed to that, then, you know, what's the hesitation to do a video?
Okay, hi everybody. It's Taylor Backrack here, your member of parliament in Skeenabalkly Valley. And we're going to try something that's a little bit unusual, a little bit out of the box. But I'm here with Adina Young. And Adina is the Green Party candidate in the upcoming federal election. And we wanted to do a little video just to introduce ourselves. And we're here in beautiful Masset. It's been pouring rain all day on Haida territory. And we're going to do a little video just to share our commitment to a positive campaign, to focusing on the issues, to not throwing dirt, to taking care of of the people and the process and trying to do right by the people of Skeena. So Adina, you want to say a few words?
Sure, thank you. I just want to share the friendship that Taylor and I have gained over the time since his election. I met Taylor first in 2019. I gave him a little interview when he was on his campaign trail, and Taylor, I appreciate all the work that he does and the representation that he provides for us in the Skeena-Bulkley Valley, and I wish him all the best. Thank you, Taylor.
Hawa, Adina. Thanks so much. So I guess it's a little early to tell folks to get out there and vote.
It is.
Eventually, it looks like we'll have an election, and when we do, I encourage everyone to go out there and cast your ballot. It's an important process, and we all want the best for the Northwest. Okay, take care, folks.